Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Bible on location.
Live here in Indianapolis, we're joined with the Fresno State Bulldog wide receiver connection. They just got done doing their reps, and we're joined with Chasten West and Shehi Ajoritutu, two of the standout receivers, and they're invited here to the Indianapolis Scouting Combine. I'm your host, Beau Marchand, for another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, powered by All Access Football here on the Fantasy Sports Channel. Shehi, I'll ask you first. I mean, what was it like, getting into the Combine and doing some reps?
It was a good experience. It was fun. It was intense just because there's a lot of scouts, a lot of people, a lot of GMs, coaches, managers, everybody looking at you, and you just have to perform as well as a competition between a lot of the other players, and you just want to do your best but do more than everybody else.
And Chasten, how about yourself? What was your reflections here today?
It was our first experience performing in front of a crowd again, and you get that same adrenaline rush, and you just want to try to beat the person that's in front of you and behind you. So yeah, it was a lot of fun today.
And were you guys happy with what you guys put up on the bench press?
Yeah, I was very happy. Did better than I've ever done before. Also, just getting back, rehabbed a little shoulder pain and everything like that. So I was really happy and just glad I could go out here and compete and perform.
And Shehi, what you put up?
14 times.
14 times? And that's a new personal best?
Yes.
So, what was the brain thought, going into it?
During the training, during my exit evaluation, I did 13, so I was happy to just get one up and just get one better.
Excellent. And Chasten, for you?
Yeah, I got 15. It wasn't...
So you're obviously a lot stronger than Shehi then.
No, I wouldn't say
that. I wouldn't say that either.
I mean, I weigh more than Shehi, so, that's just how it works sometimes, but...
Boy, I got less body fat, so, I'm sorry.
All right. And obviously you guys get to you get to train to prevail with Travell at Performance Gains. You guys, you're getting worked out right now, Chasten. I mean, what was it like playing together, and now you guys kind of get to hang out now at the Combine?
It's a lot of fun because it's a comfort zone to see to look around and see some familiar faces. We both like to push each other. We've been doing that ever since we lived together, and it's a lot of fun. We like to talk about what's going on, and it's a good thing for two people to go on an experience like this that's so demanding, because you don't really have a perception of it on the outside looking in, but while you're in it, it's good to have somebody next to you.
And tomorrow, you guys are going full go. You guys are participating in all workouts?
No question.
Everything.
I don't think Pat Hill would let us.
And tomorrow when you guys arrive there, what's it like? You guys can kind of, your teammates, you guys been through through the war together. Have you guys talked to me like today when you're at the Combine? Is that anything where you're kind of buddying up saying, hey, man, what are you thinking? Or, hey, how you feeling?
That's always how we do. We always like to see each other do well. We always like to see each other perform well. So, we always talk about, what our expectations are and what we're trying to do. We always like to, talk about the level playing field and how that's going and what we're trying to do.
And you guys were while you're getting stretched out here, kind of scorching each other a little bit. You said roommates?
Yeah, we were roommates.
So are you guys like the odd couple?
No, I wouldn't say all that.
Well, Doran Dickerson and Bill Stahl, they were teammates.
Okay.
At Pitt, and they were roommates. And when I asked them, Bill said, Bill's a slob. And it was kind of funny because, and then when I asked Doran, he said, he's just cluttery and, nasty. And so you guys, what's the worst, Shehi, I'm going to ask you, what's the worst roommate habit that Chasten had when you guys were living together?
I can remember when we first were roommates together, he started blasting music. He was blasting music because him and his lady friend, they went separate ways. So he used to play love songs and blast music, and it was, I was sad, but it was funny. We laughed about it to this day. So it was a fun experience.
So he was blasting sad songs.
Let me set the record straight. Right. Draft Bible.
Okay, this is this is
Fresno State wide receiver. That's not what happened.
No?
What happened?
On my playlist, I'm a man of many. I love music, I love good songs. And, you know, there happened to be a couple Beyonce, a couple Keisha Cole.
Girl.
Maybe, you know. But, you know, I'm not even going to let you ask me the question. I'm just going to, you know, put a question of my own or answer the question. You know, I can remember one time, you know, I'm going out there and, you know, I used to wonder where my Kool-Aid went. I'm like, man, where did my Kool-Aid go? You know what I'm saying? So one time I come out there and I see two. we call it Jira Tutu, you know,
okay.
Call it two. We're like, man, I look out there, he has a tall red glass of Kool-Aid just downing it right in front of my face. And I'm looking and I'm just like, wow. Drew Hill, our football operations guy, put me up with this clown.
No.
But, you know, we've been cool ever since, though. You know, we've been best friends, so.
And,
you know, I put it past him.
And now he's from Southern Oregon, you say?
Yeah, so Southern Oregon.
Let the people
want to look it on the map, go to Bakersfield, and then, you know, pretty
and
much
that's
where,
in California?
Yeah, where Bakersfield ends, that's where Southern Oregon begins, pretty much.
Well, if you look at that, and if you look at that in retrospect, anything past the grapevine, it's Little Tijuana, as Mexicali. That's why.
But see, this is the thing. At least I put yours in the United States of America.
Well, then you're in Mexico, so it doesn't matter.
But I'm saying, can we compromise?
No.
Well, fine. You know,
can
you're.
You call
his,
him lower
his might
Canada?
Be his might be Southern Canada then.
That's fine.
Now that I think of it.
That's fine.
Say about.
We got fast swim and cheap beer.
Oh, wow. We put that on Draft Bible.
That's all right. We're having fun here.
Jeez.
Live at the Indianapolis Scouting Combine on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. We're joined with the Fresno State Bulldogs Connection, Shehi Ajoritutu and Chaston West, and they're joining us here having some fun on the lighter side of things because these guys have a big day tomorrow. I mean, they're going full throttle with the combine drills. I mean, Chaston, I'll ask you first. I mean, what's going to be the best thing you do tomorrow? What do you just feel most comfortable in? I mean, the 40 is the thing that everyone,
yes.
The eyes are on. But,
mm-hmm.
I mean, besides that gauntlet, short settle, I mean, what do you have fun in, I should say that?
You know, I'm going to have fun in just catching the ball because that's just what I do. You know, I have some pretty good hands, and, you know, I'm willing to display those at the combine tomorrow.
Shehi, you?
Best drill is going to be the 40. I'm working really hard, extremely hard, and just working to have my work pay off and just run a fast time.
And we're here, both of these gentlemen trained at Performance Games. You know, we're having a little roundabout party. Scott, he's been training these guys. He's working out. When these two guys come in, I mean, talk a little bit about these guys and, you know, what they bring to the table. And when you saw these guys get here at Performance Games, what did you have to work on with them the most? What did they think they were really good at, but they weren't? Because Travell said everyone who comes here, they all run 4.3s. But
right.
That obviously isn't the case.
Everybody's a 4.3 guy in their own mind when they get there. But the biggest thing that you know, we tried to ingrain in them was, one, just getting them to get their flexibility back. You know, they came in pretty beat up from the season, so we were trying to get their flexibility back, get them feeling good. And then once they feel good, then they can begin to perform well. These two are great guys. We've enjoyed them ever since they got here. Just, as you can tell, funny guys when they come in. They just add to the atmosphere. They lighten the atmosphere, yet at the same time, they're two incredibly hard workers. So if we could have, you know, a full group of Chaston and Shady's, then shoot, that'd make our job very easy.
Excellent. And, I mean, for you guys, we'll wrap things up, but obviously you guys... I mean, on the lighter side of things, I mean, if you guys are going out on the town, who's getting them women?
Me.
Shady? You agree with that?
No.
Not
at
all. Of
course
he wouldn't agree, but it's all right.
Not at
you're
all.
Awesome.
Why would I agree? That's
all right. You're right.
You kidding me? That's a shot
yes,
to my
right.
character.
You're right. Whatever. You're right. My bad.
And, I mean, and besides you just, you know, having fun with the scorching of each other, I mean, in the lighter side of things, I mean, have there been any times, I mean, obviously you guys bounce stuff off and you guys had to take a serious moment and help each other out? You don't have to tell the story, but I mean...
So I would say yes, you know, we're just always pulling for each other, always hoping the other succeeds and does well. I was pulling for him on the bench and everything that he did today, just like I will tomorrow, but obviously I don't want him to beat me, but I'm saying if he does, I'll be happy for him, so...
If anybody was going to beat me, I'd rather have it be Shea than anybody else.
And the Fresno State Bulldogs Connection joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible. We're going to hit these guys with three quick questions before we let them go so Scott can work them out. And we propel everyone's piling in, huh? We're getting I'm loading up the tarmac. Like, so
no worries.
But okay, now Shay, you've been through the drill before, so but if now Chasen, if you could take any female celebrity out to dinner, who would you like to take?
Beyonce.
Shahi?
My girlfriend. She's an unknown celebrity.
Well said. You said it on the show. I even let him, you know, I said dinner too. It's dinner.
Dinner.
It's just dinner, man. Yeah. You know, it's like, you might just sit at the same table, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, man.
Man?
Nope.
No.
I'm going to stay with my answer.
And the
smart
D. Exactly.
Yeah, whatever.
And the final question before we let you guys go today, if you guys are going to arm wrestle, who's going to win?
That's me. That's definitely Chasen West.
Say, is there
no question.
All right. And I would ask you guys to do it, but I don't need you guys tearing up any muscles the day before the combine.
Exactly.
That wouldn't go well for me or you guys. Go. So, hey,
well,
best of luck.
Be tearing up muscles, too.
But hey, guys, man, thanks for coming on the show, and we want to wish you guys the best moving forward. Obviously, you guys have a big day tomorrow, and like I said, you guys are going to have to get with it, and... like I said, we'll be watching you guys at the Indianapolis Scouting Combine. I'm your host, Beau Marchand. I thank you guys for joining us for another edition of the NFL Draft Bible on location at the Indianapolis Scouting Combine.